Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Within and Beyond the Connection by Gail Redfern takes complex concepts that have been around for many years, explaining how the Earth and the universe are connected, pulling the magnetic energy up from the Earth and the electrical energy down from the universe. This merger flows into each cell, providing the wisdom of life for each of us. This channeled information defines the internal genetic coding for each individual. Now, during her many years as a health consultant, psychic, and writer, Gail helped individuals create balance in their lives. She soon became aware of the urgency and importance of accepting and applying the ancient data to bringing peace and harmony into our lives. She earned a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and a Master's of Arts in Holistic Health, all tailored toward learning how to use personal skills and how to help recognize the personal triggers as keys to healthy living. Gail has taught and developed workshops and seminars to help people understand the basics of this science of life. Author of an award-winning series of books, including Within and Beyond the Connection Revisited, we welcome back to This Week in America, Gail Redfern. Gail, welcome back to the program. Always a pleasure. Always learn something. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for inviting me back.
It is our pleasure. At the beginning of the book, you've got some quotes there, and you've got one, nothing in this book is true, but exactly how things are. And then you do your version of that. Talk about that. That sort of lays the groundwork for the book Within and Beyond and our conversation today.
When you look at Within and Beyond, nothing in this book is true. I copied that quote from another author, but it's very factual, because when you go into theory, you don't think it is factual, and it's not factual, but when you look at it, it goes from one end to the other and back again, and does a full circle around each person and around the Earth. And that's what makes a lot of it. It's not true, because you look at it and you say, well, I can dig a hole. Yes, you can, but it's not a factual hole. And that's where I get in. Nothing in this book is true, but you look at it and you think, oh, now I understand.
Yes, and that's the nice thing with Gail's writing, is she takes concepts and makes them understandable. And like, yes, I understand that. This book is Within and Beyond, The Connection Revisited. All of these books, of course, available at Amazon. You can go to urlinkpublishing.com. And Gail's website is livingholistically.com. That's W-H and holistically. And we've got all of these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly there as well. Among your favorite quotes from this book, Within and Beyond, is a quote about ego, defined as being for the good of the individual, pride for the good of all. Talk about that and why that resonated so much with you.
We all live independently, yet we all live together. And this is what I was trying to get out in this book, is I need to heal myself, but in doing so, I heal you or heal anybody else. It's not an ego. It's not a game. It's actually factual. That if I'm sick, I'm using the wellness intermittently, if I'm sick, I want to heal me. I want to fix me. Whether it comes with taking a tree, taking a plant, doesn't matter. And by the same, that energy flows from me to you, to the tree, to somebody else, and back again, and does the loop again. That is living independently.
And that points out, that's so important in pointing out so much in our life and will wave lives and will guide us. You talk about Manu Nimba, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. Explain that and how that fits into our discussion within and beyond.
As I was going through my research, I realized that in Manu Nimba, it was pronounced yourself correctly or any other way you want to, is the individual knowledge within me. And then it flows and it goes into the Merkaba, which is a star tetrahedron. And if you look at the cover of my book, it's a star tetrahedron.
Yes.
So you've got the knowledge coming down from the universe, coming up from the earth. And that has all the knowledge we need. It tells us there that what we need. The beauty of it is it's simple, it's wise, it's everything is wrapped into a package, if you want to look at it that way. And so the Manu Nimba is a small component of every life being. In every life being, we can say, in the earth, in the society. If you look at a tree, it's got the Manu Nimba in it, the smallest component. You look at you yourself, it's got the component of what's going in there. And then it all ripples out. Then when it ripples out, it comes back in a tight package. And it's that tight package that is a Merkaba. And it's been acknowledged in many books. And it's a star tetrahedron. Again, it's the two stars wrapped together. And the Manu Nimba is a name that was given to all knowledge that comes. And when we say that, every being, every component of life in any form is a Manu Nimba, has it, and it's all the knowledge that anybody needs. And the star tetrahedron is also a Merkaba, and it is a whole package, and it's just a wrapped up bundle.
Yes.
Like a Christmas time, you know, coming.
Well, that, yeah, we can relate to that and visualize that. Our guest is Gail Redfern, R-E-D-F-E-R-N. The book is Within and Beyond, The Connection Revisited. Just one of several books written by Gail, and I'll give you all of those as we go through the program. And you'll be able to find those on our website, livingholistically.com. That's W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C-A-L-L-Y. Holistically, WH, remember that. You can link on by going to our website and clicking that as well. URLinkpublishing.com. You'll find the book, Amazon, of course, all of the usual places. Gail, why is this important? I talk about the importance and the meaning, the impact this could have on our lives. Why is it important to understand, to be able to understand this concept?
This knowledge has been around for 40,000 years, 50,000 years. It's part of our living. And if we understand it, we can realize this is how we heal. This is how we stay healthy. If you sit back and look at it, you can say, oh, there hasn't been a health. I've damaged the earth. I've damaged the trees. I've damaged the life form. We've damaged everything. It's our responsibility as beings to take that knowledge and heal it and heal the earth. the earth isn't healed, you get sick. You look back at the ailments that have been around the earth. Every ailment that's happened is there comes in, and we have to, it's our responsibility to heal it. And it's up to us to take that responsibility. If we understand, it's not a big deal, but if we understand that we need it and have it.
What impact, I was going to ask, what impact this has had on your life? And not only that, but all of the seminars, all of the workshops that you've taught this concept, and you've shared this wisdom with so many people, this knowledge, and it, I know, has made an impact in their lives. What impact has it, this knowledge, had in your life, and what do you see, how it's manifested in the lives of the people that you've touched through your classes and workshops?
I got smarter. Does that help?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good start. Yes, I like that.
One class that I was teaching Ayurveda, I was breaking it down into small components so that people could understand it. And somebody in the class said, "I can't understand this," and they used the word tomfoolery. And I said, "Okay, if you can't understand those words, switch the meaning over to this frame." And they could then have it, and they could step forward and say, "Okay, now I understand." And that's there. For myself, it's gave me the knowledge of where I should be working, how I should write the book, what needs to be done. And all I can do is do my small part and hope that people understand and hope that people listen and step forward. I'm not a great egoist, and I'm not trying to be. I want people to take the responsibility that they have had in their lives. We each have a responsibility for ourselves. And that is a gift that we have.
Our guest is Gail Redfern. I mentioned her other books, Inner Bridges, Opening Your Connection to Inner Peace and Harmony, Ayurveda Demystified, Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections. Those books and this book available on our website. This book is Within and Beyond, The Connection Revisited. The book, all the books available on our website, livingholistically.com. You are linkpublishing.com, Amazon, all of the usual places, and you'll find all of those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All broken down just like Gail always does for us on this program, so it's understandable, it's relatable, and it's doable. Those four books are touching, have been touching for years now, people's lives in a positive way. Are you working on another book of any kind now?
Maybe.
Oh. Usually I get a yes or a no. I got a maybe. That may be the first time that I've had that. So it's in the stage of now you're contemplating writing another book.
The ideas are coming through and they're sort of swirling around my head.
Well, that's usually a good thing in the way it starts. So hopefully there will be another one. You explain in the book as well how knowledge spreads around the world for those willing to accept it. Let's talk about that. How willing are people to accept the knowledge, the ancient knowledge? Do some just write it off that I don't understand that? It's old. It can't apply to 2023, soon to be 2024. How do we go about keeping an open mind so that we can accept something just because it's old and not discount it?
How do they keep an open mind?
Yeah, why? How do you convince them to do that? somebody would go say, okay, it's tens of thousands of years old. How does that apply to my life today? What's the key to having an open mind and what you can learn from that?
If people listen to it and get the idea, they can say, ah, and that's all it needs. And there's no reason why they're going to, the fear of getting their hands slapped because they didn't go the right way. If they went to heal themselves, get the balance within themselves, then they can heal their community, their towns, their cities, their worlds, and that all becomes the healing. And if we do our part, they know it's there. They know that they have help. And if they pause or anybody pauses and takes a look at it, they will see that it's packaged. And they take that. They listen. And they then know that they can go along. It all comes around balance. Because if you're balanced, or everybody else is balanced, your community is balanced, we don't have the wars that are going on.
Yes.
That is a connection.
And
we get peace.
Is that the key to within and beyond, just in a couple of words, creating that balance in their lives? If you had to sum it up, one of the main talking points of the book, would it be creating balance? We've talked about that. You've talked about that. That's so important, isn't it, in our lives and sometimes overlooked in our lives?
Yes, it is. If people stop and realize that they need that balance, and they can do their small bit to help the peace, because balance and peace are in harmony. And this is one of the neat things that I've discovered, is we get it wrapped in a package. You know, Christmas is coming, Santa is coming.
Yes.
And that is the peace. And once the peace is there, we get the harmony. And Santa brings the peace, and Santa brings the harmony. And Santa brings the fun and the toys, too.
I like that. It's very descriptive. We can understand that concept. You know, it's interesting, you've taught so many people, you've helped so many people through the classes, the workshops, obviously through the books as well. And I get the impression as we talk that you, the teacher, is still a student. You are still learning. Is this something that you continue to grow with the work that you do, the study that you do?
We never stop growing. That's the one thing we all need to remember is, it doesn't matter whether it's I'm doing the learning, I'm doing the teaching. I may think I've got my little dog. he learns too. He grows too.
I'm sure he's found balance in his life. Just living with you and Bill, I'm sure that's rubbed off on him too. And dogs are always welcome on the program. That is not a problem. But you're saying that we should never like close our mind and think, okay, I know it all, or I know all I'm going to know. You continue to grow, and you've been doing this for years.
Yeah, and I will continue. You will also continue. Everybody that's listening, will this all continue? It's a package that is just wrapped up so tight that we should never assume we know all, or somebody else knows all.
Yes.
It's all there. And we sit back and look. I studied the crystal skulls. in the Mayan part of central Mexico. And when I was there studying, the people that were I was with, they sat back and we all looked at what was happening. And we saw this package, and it was a step back and look at it. Say, oh, it was a lot of energy, whether it's hot, it doesn't matter where you are, or whether it's cold, you're getting that energy. And that energy brings the peace. And when you've got the peace, you've got harmony.
I love that, and that's well. That's a good place to end the conversation and tie it all together. Gail Redfern back with us. The other programs, the other books that we discussed in the program, you'll find in our archive. You can Google those. Go to our website and look for the past programs. This book is Within and Beyond: The Connection Revisited. Gail Redfern, R-E-D-F-E-R-N. Her website is livingholistically.com. holistically.com. Book available wherever books are sold. Amazon, UR Link Publishing, Barnes & Noble. You'll find the books there as well. You can order them and find all of the books on her website and link on by going to our website. Gail, time always goes by so quickly, but I learned something, and that's a good thing. I really appreciate you being on the program, and thank you for joining us once again.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and thank you.
You're welcome. And again, Gail Redfern, the author of Within and Beyond, The Connection Revisited, the book available at our website, livingholistically.com. All that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.